This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. President Draupadi Murmu, on the second day of a visit to Malawi as part of a three African nations, is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with the President of the Republic of Malawi, Lazarus Chakwera, today. She will also hold delegation-level talks with leadership of Malawi on various issues. The President will also visit the National War Memorial and Mausoleum. Meanwhile, the President had interacted with the Indian diaspora in a community event last evening. President urged the Indian community to continue to do good work and to be active partners in the vision of Vikasit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the National Democratic Alliance is committed to advancing national progress and empowering the poor and downtrodden. In a social media post after chairing a meeting of NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers in Chandigarh yesterday, Mr. Modi stated that they had extensive discussions on good governance and ways to improve people's lives. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah also attended the meeting, which focused on national development issues. Discussions included the observance of the Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Around 17 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers of the NDA alliance participated in the meeting. Government and Meta have joined forces for the Scam Se Bacho campaign to tackle the rising threat of online scams. During the launch of the campaign in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju delivered the keynote address, describing the initiative as a timely and essential step toward safeguarding citizens from the increasing danger of online fraud. He emphasized that it reflects a whole-of-government approach to fostering a culture of digital safety and vigilance. The Secretary highlighted that India, with over 900 million internet users, has experienced extraordinary digital growth under the Digital India Initiative. However, he cautioned that this progress has also led to a rise in cyber fraud, with 1.1 million cases reported last year. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has notified amendments to income tax rules to simplify the process of claiming credit for TCS collected and TDS deducted for salaried employees and to enable the claiming of TCS credit for minors in the hands of their parents. The Income Tax Act rules have been amended to include any tax deducted or collected at source for the purpose of making tax deductions in the case of salaried employees. The rules have also been amended to allow the credit of TCS to a person other than the collectee, such as a parent in the case of a minor collectee, when the minor's income is clubbed with that of the parent. Political activities are gaining momentum in Maharashtra ahead of the upcoming assembly elections. The Mahavikas Aghadi leaders held an important meeting in Mumbai. Shiv Sena UBT MP Sanjay Raut, Maharashtra Congress President Nana Patole, leader of the opposition in the Maharashtra Assembly Vijay Wadetivar, NCP leader Jitendra Ahwad, NCP President Jayant Patil and other leaders attended the Mahavikas Aghadi Alliance meeting. The notification for the Maharashtra Assembly polls will be issued on 22nd October. Single-phase polling for all 288 Assembly seats in Maharashtra will be held on 20th November 2024, while the counting of votes will take place on 23rd November. India has extended a new line of credit for 487.60 crore rupees to the Mauritius government for financing of a water pipeline replacement project. This is the first ever rupee-denominated line of credit to have been extended by India for project financing to any country under the Indian Development and Economic Assistance Scheme, IDEAS. The project envisages replacement of approximately 100 km of obsolete water pipeline in Mauritius. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has stated that Hamas chief and one of the masterminds behind last year's October 7 attacks, Yahya Sinwar, is dead, but Israel's war on Gaza is not yet over. However, Hamas has not yet confirmed his death. In Pakistan, the protests against a rape incident in Lahore turned severe as various incidents of violence, vandalism and arson were reported in various cities. According to media reports, at least 250 protesters were arrested in Rawalpindi yesterday. In cricket, New Zealand were 180-3 in their first innings at Stumps against India on the second day of first test of three-match series at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday. Rachin Ravindra and Daryl Mitchell were at the crease when Stumps were drawn in the evening. For Kiwis, Devon Conway scored 91. New Zealand are leading by 134 runs against the hosts. Early Indian team was bundled out for a paltry 46 runs in the first innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.